AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping meet virtually rather than in person. Biden telling Xi both nations need to establish boundaries.
It seems to me we need to establish some common sense guardrails to be clear and honest where we disagree and work together where our interests intersect, especially on vital global issues like climate change.
Xi, for his part, said the two nations have a responsibility to cooperate.
As the world's two largest economies and permanent members of the UN Security Council, China and the United States need to increase communication and cooperation. We should each run our domestic affairs well and, at the same time, shoulder our share of international responsibilities and work together.
There have been tensions between the two, including China's human rights record, military aggressiveness, and Taiwan. Earlier at the White House, President Biden signed the $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law. President says the measure will produce jobs, improve the lives of people across the country. While wanting to get going on his larger Build Back Better bill, Biden acknowledges people are tired of the political infighting.
I know you're tired of the bickering in Washington, frustrated by the negativity, and you just want us to use and focus on your needs, your concerns, and the conversations are taking place at your kitchen table.
One of former President Trump's top political advisors, Steve Bannon, did not enter a plea during a hearing to face a pair of contempt of Congress charges.
Nancy Pelosi is taking on Donald Trump and Steve Bannon. She ought to ask Hillary Clinton how that turned out for them, okay? We're going on the offense.
Bannon is charged with refusing a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol by Trump supporters. This is AP News. A judge rules online talk show host Alex Jones is liable after labeling the 2012 killing of more than 20 students and teachers at Sandy Hook Elementary School a hoax.
A Connecticut judge has found InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones liable for damages in lawsuits brought by parents of children killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The parents of several children sued Jones over his claims that the massacre was a hoax. Judge Barbara Bellis took the rare step of defaulting Jones in the defamation lawsuits after he failed, along with his companies, to turn over documents to the parents' lawyers. Jones's lawyers have denied violating court rules on document disclosure. A hearing will be scheduled on just how much in damages Jones will have to pay. I'm Shelley Adler.
Jones, who refused to turn over documents ordered by the court and refused to take part in the proceedings, claimed on his show after the default judgment that he didn't get a jury trial. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.